Hi, listener. Thank you so much for checking out Watery Death Show, an anime podcast so bad that it loops back around to being good. Or so we hope. Just wanted to take a minute and say that if you enjoy what you hear, you can rate and review us on iTunes, subscribe to our YouTube or SoundCloud, or follow us on Twitter at Watery Death Show. We also have an inbox at watereydeshow@gmail.com if your message can't be fit into 280 characters. And we read all the messages you send and reply to them, whether they make it to air or not, because we really do love our community, which we hope you'll become a part of if you haven't already. But whether you do or not, you have our sincere thanks for listening, friend. Hope you enjoy the show. Stomping anybody, so make your choice right. Get it on this select to make your first pick. Get it on, yeah. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Get it on, yeah. Choose and pick the best one. Get it on now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get it on now. Select to make your first pick. Get it on, yeah. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Get it on, yeah. Choose and pick the best one. Get it on now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get it on now. Select to make your first pick. Get it on, yeah. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Hello, everybody. Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, and NBs. All you deshers out there, thanks for coming back for the second day in a row, hanging out with us. We are here because yesterday, during our Sarah's and My stream, someone asked talked about what we'll be covering next season, said, hey, will you cover show X? And Shadon and I sort of looked at each other like, oh my god, we have no idea what we're going to, like, watch next season.
I thought I was just going to be talking about, you know, American adverts, like, yes. Them. You know, I'm totally up for talking for hours about the latest Geico advert. You don't fucking even know how long I could go on about that.
Oh my god. Yeah, that'll be a great way to raise our subscriber base, I think. I think we should do that. We should cancel the stream because we found our new direction. No, we are going to, because we didn't really know, there wasn't a show to either of us, really, one show that, like, jumped out, like, yes, this is the show that we have to talk about. There are a few that we're like, maybe. So what we wanted to do, and Shadon, could you check if the stream is working? And I'm pretty sure that A, we're streaming, and B, that it's on, and
yes, it is.
The notifications got sent out. Okay, hi, Felix. So what we thought we would do, how we would figure this out, thank you, Emily, is we've got, we got four contenders in mind for things that we think, okay, we'd maybe like to do this next season. And so
indeed,
what we're going to do, ultimately, we're going to put out a Twitter poll. But we wanted to get...
Because that's never gone badly for us before, using a Twitter poll to decide what we're going to watch next.
Exactly.
That's never gone wrong before.
It's the foolproof scientific way to get the best answer to any question.
Indeed. So, without spoiling ahead of time, we've picked four entries. Three of them we're gonna seem quite solid or have potential and promise. The fourth one is the bad ending one. It's the shitter. The anime constipation that we're going to have to, you know, squeeze out over the course of however long it takes. Because it has been said before by fans of ours that, you know, they enjoy watching us scream and yell and rage about bad shows. Mm-hmm. And the difficulty we have is that, like, we can't... You have to find a show that is bad, but they try to make it good, as opposed to something like the bottom of the barrel slime that we've covered before. Like Elf and Lead, for example, where there was no effort put into that, or Phantom, where there was no effort put into that, or all the other garbage that we've talked about.
Right, the fun movies that we watch sometimes.
Yes. So we think we might have found one, though. And I will hate every single one of you if you actually vote for it.
But we wanted to put it out there as a possibility. Yeah,
We wanted to offer out there just in case anyone might want to decide to vote for it or potentially start using scripting or automation to, you know, bend the rules a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's not here today, unfortunately, but I know who to blame and point the finger at for that.
She will see the poll, and she will...
Oh, she'll pick the bad one. Well, Kelly will pick the bad one immediately.
Yeah.
Like, three potentially good ones, one bad one. What decision-making process is required here? None. But yeah, that's the line that we're going to get. But with that being said, though, we're also going to, after we've, you know, announced our four contenders, open up some floor to suggestions from our lovely audience members here, in case you have anything that you think we might want to watch, be it good or bad. But I'm just going to make one request. If you are going to suggest a show that is going to be bad, it has to be one of those that, as I said, meets the criteria of effort. Don't give us low-hanging fruit. Give us, you know, Darling in the Franxx 2.0, where they tried and face-planted all of their teeth, smeared across the pavement. Complete failure, despite the effort thereof.
Also, these have to be currently airing things.
Yes.
We are in talks about doing a second one of these episodic analytical streams for older shows, but, like, the format will be different, and we're still, like, figuring out that whole apparatus. So it will have to be currently airing. And like Shadon says, no, if you give us something bad that we can sink our teeth into. I feel like that sort of disqualifies, in a way, the people are going to hate me for saying this, the ecchi show about ladies lifting weights. Because I feel like you know what we're going to say, I think, on some level. Oh, and we're going to say the same thing every week. So that might be a bit boring.
It's ladies lifting weights. Like that's like complaining about, you know, a porno movie having tits in it. What did you expect?
Right.
What did you expect? Right. Come on. Like I say, it's got to have something that wants to be taken seriously, wants to be respected and admired, and is just a complete and utter toxic garbage fire.
Real bad. So we got one of those in mind. Like Shadon said, if you have any other contenders that are going to be currently airing next year. Oh, and the other thing I was going to say, because Felix in chat mentioned Symphogear, we try to, in this, our primary stream of thought, do no sequels, you know, even of stuff we've already covered, just because that's going to alienate some people. There are always first-time listeners who haven't watched. There's always going to be someone who missed out on season one, and we don't want to have anybody have to have homework to come into our primary weekly stream here. So it will need to be something that's airing next season that is not a sequel.
Yep.
And with that being said, Shadon is going to read.
And you did the first one?
Oh, you want me to? Okay. Yeah, so yeah. I will do.
It's you, then me, then you, then me. Okay. Because we're saving the worst for last, of course.
Okay. Perfect. So I will kick off with the list of contenders here. And what I'll be doing, is reading the description and putting out there our first contender, typing into the list now, Dr. Stone.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go to anychart.net to read the Dr. Stone description. So this is, as you know, probably know, I should say, this is a currently running manga in Weekly Shonen Jump. So in all likelihood, this will not be an open and shut sort of deal. I don't know how long it'll go on. This could be one of those things that goes for months and months and months and months and months. So this will be a big commitment, but we're willing. Again, we're putting the choice in your hands.
It's a two-core.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, I see at the top. It'll be 24, so they'll only cover part of the manga here. This is by TMS Entertainment, who I know from doing a lot of Lupin the Third anime.
Ooh, very good.
So here is the plot summary from Anichart. One day, Uoki Taiju builds his courage to confess to Yuzuriya, the girl he loves, when the sky is filled with a strange light. Everyone touched by that light is turned to stone. Shocking, based on the name. After
oh my God.
the document reads after a thousands years, but after a thousand years, trapped in stone, he, Uki, breaks out of his shell and starts to explore the world until he finds his old friend Senku, who was freed from his stone state half a year ago. Taiju and Senku decide to team up and bring back the now lost human civilization, starting by investigating the true nature of the light that turned them all to stone thousands of years. Thousands? So it's not... Okay. A thousands was not supposed to be a thousand, but it's supposed to be thousands. The A is the typo.
The chronology is already outside.
What's the type when you have a thousands? It's just a guess.
What's a millennia between friends, you know?
Yeah, so millennia. Exactly. Epochs have passed. So they start investigate the nature of the light that turned them all to stone thousands of years ago and how to fix the situation. Good luck, guys. The science fiction adventure series follows what happens when suddenly the world's biggest ever crisis arrives. Adventure, sci-fi, action. I've heard lots of good things about Dr. Stone.
So have I.
I've heard, I've heard that it is very science-y. And it's one of the, you know how a lot of times shonen anime will pick a particular interest or field of study or a sport or something, and because of everyone's enthusiasm for it or certain characters' enthusiasm for it in the show, it's meant to, like, carry over to the audience. I think this one, like, the main character, from what I've heard anyway, is like, science! Science is great! We love, here's all the reasons science is so good. And it has that going on. And the mystery. And it's a shonen, weekly shonen jump thing. The season before this, when we did a weekly shonen jump, that was pretty excellent. Don't know how this will compare to that, but it's going to be on the board. Mirror thinks it's the favorite to win because it's a shonen property. We will see. This is up to our audience. I don't know. I mean, it might win if Crunchyroll did a poll or Anime News Network that has a really big audience reflective of, like, sort of the mainstream, quote-unquote mainstream anime taste. But we have a small audience. Like, our audience, I mean, we had less people turn up for the Promised Neverland discussions than Banana Fish. So that sort of give you an idea of, like, what our audience is like. So I don't know if I would say that I would think it was the favorite. I think another one might win, but we'll see.
I mean, I'm always a sucker for kind of post-apocalyptic stories, especially something with a premise like this, which is, you know, what happens afterwards, rather than it being necessarily about the inciting event or, you know, the apocalypse now in progress.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's already a good start. So the premise is simple enough, but intriguing enough for me to, you know, get behind. I'm eagerly awaiting, you know, the 6-episode arc of literally getting blood out of a stone, because that's what they're going to be trying to do most of it. Yeah, I had to get that at some point.
Well, there was a couple of anime in, I think, 2017 that were about, I think it was Kimono Friends, and then was it not Girls Last Tour, but maybe Made in the Abyss, that were, like, you find out, oh, like, as you go along, you're like, oh, man, the apocalypse has already happened. The show is not about the apocalypse, but it's about the aftermath. But it was all based on environmental storytelling. And so I think what could be unique about this one is they're directly taking it on, like, what the fuck happened? You know what I mean? And, like, it's a directly, like, the main element of the show is let's solve the mystery of the apocalypse. So that could be neat compared to those other things.
Yep. I think, like, you know, because I think stuff like we watched Promised Neverland and, like, you know, we had the subsequent, you know, follow-up, which is they're now in the woods. How do they survive? This feels like a kind of spiritual success is that idea. I know, of course, that we have the second season of Promised Neverland in 2020, and we will cover that when it comes on. There ain't no poll on that one. That's decided now. So, just going to throw that one out there. That's certainly one that I was initially interested in when I heard of it way back when. But there's still plenty of other choice, things out this coming season. Which leads, I suppose, onto the one I'm going to bring up now, if you're ready to type this one into the, the thing. It is, of course, Vinland Saga.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So, I'll again just read out the description for our many list here, which is... Thorfinn is son to one of the Vikings' greatest warriors. But when his father is killed in battle by the mercenary leader Askeladd, he swears to have his revenge. Thorfinn joins Askeladd's band in order to challenge him to a duel and ends up caught in the middle of a war for the crown of England.
Cue, the war horn blowing in the background.
I really wish I did have one of those. Yeah. This is a Viking style.
Yep.
So it is appropriate. This again is something that's kind of circled around my periphery. I've heard great things about Vinland Saga. Shouts to, in particular, Minofsky, who has tweeted about it numerous times in terms of the manga being excellent. So that is, again, something that I'm quite interested in because you might recall, we, of course, did cover the Berserk Golden Age as in the 1997 show, not the 2017, PS2 cutscene that was the Berserk anime back then.
Or the new movies, which just cover the Golden Age. Or the new-ish movies from a few years
ago. Yeah, we covered the one that had 1/100 of the budget but was 100 times better than the subsequent follow-ups.
Yeah.
Good. There's your inverse relationship. So God. Dark, fantasy, particularly medieval-esque fantasy as far as its basis is concerned, in anime has borne out well for us thus far. I say... knowing what I'm actually watching in parallel to this. Whoops. Yeah, I didn't think that was.
Oh, it's a different genre, though. Totally.
Yeah, bullshit is what it is. That's a genre. But anyway, this has been, again, something I just kind of seen and heard of. Only little hints of here and there, but it's come very well recommended. And I am down again for taking something back to that kind of setting again that is good. So that's going to be up there for to pick as well for us to have a talk about. That is also a two-course series, it turns out.
Oh, okay.
And it's made by Wit Studio.
Are they Attack on Titan people, I want to say?
Pass. Hiroshi Seko is doing the scripts, though. And the series composition is named
the Mob Psycho and Banana Fish writer. That's great.
That's a very reassuring sign.
I mean, look, he's done enough good things where I can now move on past the episodes of Darling that he wrote the script for. Hiroshi-san, Seko-san, all is forgiven. You're welcome. Welcome back into the club. Come on over here. Bring it in.
I do appreciate that AniList has a list of tags with ratings next to them. And apparently, this show is 80% historical. Now, crazy, but as someone who is British, I don't recall there being these people fighting in a war in England way back when. I mean, historical inspiration, yes. Actual, factual history, not so much.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Yeah, anime sites use that term really loosely, because I guess they don't want to use, for whatever reason, the term period piece, because it's a period piece. But, seen, ever since I really got back into the fandom about 10 years ago, and I've waxed and waned a little bit off and on, since then, but I would say in 2009 is when I really plugged in and started to learn shit and really invest in anime as a medium. And ever since then, I feel like I've seen pictures of the Vinland Saga manga and how fucking beautiful it looks. Watching the trailer of the anime, it's not gonna look as good as that. But I think, I have high hopes for the writing. I have high hopes for the writing based on the source material and based on who's handling the script.
Music-wise, we have the return of Survive Said the Prophet, the guys who did the Banana Fish music.
What? Yeah. Wow. Like,
so they're doing the OP.
Get the whole gang back together.
And we've got Aima doing the ending. So this is like, you know, this talent behind this particular show by the way. We also have Kenta Ihara doing script work along with Hiroshi Seko.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is all very exciting.
Mm-hmm. But that's only our second option. We do have two more.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm going to scroll down here on our Anna chart because the next thing is not at the top. Our next entry is, you might say, it's a given. That we would put this on the list. Right. So, Given is a manga, and it is being adapted. It's a slice of life and music show, which is, you know, of all the ones that we are considering, this is definitely the most, like, down to
grounded.
Earth, grounded. So the tone is probably going to be more chill. The pace will be more, I don't want to say relaxed, because it could be pretty, like, the drama could be thick, but, you know, the other two, I feel like, are just different kinds of different kettle of fish, more adventure stories. This is just about, you know, some dudes being chill and playing guitar. It's animated by Lurchy,
do you mean Lurch from Adam's Family?
God damn it! I knew you were going to do this.
Is that why he's doing these days? I mean, I'm glad he's still getting work. That's fair play to Lurch. You know? He seems a very methodical man. I reckon he would work long hours to do that.
I don't think that the studio has been around super duper long, because I'm not really familiar with a lot of their work. You know, we have here, of course, Kino's Journey from a couple years ago. Asobase, they did from last year. People seem to be super into that.
I've just found out one of the actors playing one of the characters is our old friend Yuma Uchida, who's, of course, Ash Lynx and Hayase Immelman. We're literally getting the band back together in a sense for this band-related show.
Yes, very exciting. So let me go ahead with the description here. Someone, I think, in chat said it was very gay, and the trailer definitely supports that notion. So hooray for that. So here we go. It's stuck deep inside me. I'm going to let that sit. That's stupid. I'm being dumb. It's stuck deep inside me, and I can't get it out of my head. Mafuyu's voice is an insane and dangerous weapon. That day, I started to feel that playing the guitar and playing basketball, both of which I liked very much previously, were becoming boring.
Well, we should have played both of them simultaneously.
That's Ueno-yama meets Mafuyu, who's holding onto a broken guitar. The moment Ueno-yama finishes fixing the guitar, Mafuyu becomes completely attached to him. I mean, I would too if a dude fixed my guitar. Listen, I'll be all about him. Completely attached to him. However, hearing Mafuyu's song by chance leaves a deep impression on Ueno-yama, an alternative love drawn by Kizu Natsuki.
You're just afraid of getting names wrong again and being called out on it.
That's right. There's now a deep fear instilled to me. But no, Kizu Natsuki is the manga artist. So that's Given. Let's see what people in chat have to say. So I'm reading the Vinland Saga stuff. The Vinland Saga character designer was an animator on Hunter x Hunter. Very cool. Okay. I haven't decided whether I vote for Vinland Saga or Given. Maybe I will flip a coin. Sorry, Mirror. I hate to make people choose between their favorites. The dramatic reading is the best thing I've heard all day. Thank you. We try.
We do. So is it time to reveal the red herring, so to speak?
Is there anything more notable about Given?
Well, I did actually see the trailer for Given, and it certainly looks well animated, but I think I would obviously just watch first episodes to get more of a hook into what the gist of it is. But to me, it seems like, and people are probably going to stab me in the eye for saying this, Rule 34 sound euphonium? Wrong way around, you know?
Yeah.
So, but that's a good thing, because sound euphonium was great.
Female director alert, by the way, Hikaru Yamaguchi.
Ah, I'm okay with that. I'm entirely okay with that.
Script by Yuniko Ayana, who, let's see, we got Aoihana is a good script. Oh, shit. Well, okay, they only wrote one script. I hated Sacred Seven. I'm sorry, Ayana-san. Like, Sacred Seven, I did not enjoy. But you only wrote one script for that, and you got to pay the bills, so.
Was it a 7 out of 10?
It was so much lower than a 7 out of 10. They wrote the Bakuman script. It looks like all of it. And I'm looking for... Ooh, the story concept of Flip Flappers. Now, there's something to latch onto. That was a fucking fantastic story concept. I and this person all wrote the scripts for the episodes I really liked the most. Like, in the first half of it, like 1 through 3 and 5 and 6. That was when the show was most on for me. Wow. Okay. So, interesting script writer, for sure.
I'm just still hoping that it turns out to be the This Is Spinal Tap of anime. You know?
No, it's not going to be that. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. Don't ruin my hopes. Don't ruin my hopes, Doc. Come on.
I have to ruin them now.
Damn it. But yeah, it's a damn good looking show, that's for sure, even though, like, Lurch is a... You know, he just started animating after leaving. I'm sorry, but you can't. I just can't help myself. That's on the board there for people who want us to continue to cover the kind of content we've been covering previously. Mm-hmm. But now, Saren's mic. So we've got post-apocalypse. We have fantasy, historical fantasy. We have a drum and bass, gay drama. Bit, well, maybe not so much bass, more drum. We'll find out, I'm sure. It's not going to sound like propane nightmares. And then, but speaking of nightmares, appropriately enough, and this is why I've opened up the Russian sauce here. Add a little spritz of this. Perfect. So, bit of Dutch courage.
Drink up.
So, I'm going to actually not tell you what this is first until I've read the one comment I saw on this page. From 2 days ago, from a user, the one comment, and this will tell you everything that you need to know about it. So, is this basically a Shield Hero knockoff? Yep. I am regrettably referring to, and I'm going to probably completely mangle this, but I don't give a shit already, Arefresa Shokuyugu Disekai Saikyo. I don't know what that is in English. I'm presuming it means, abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
let's just go with that. I'm going to Google and see if I get a translation.
In the meantime, while you're Googling that, let me read the description.
All right. Ari Ferretta, from commonplace to world's strongest. There's also a picture on my anime list of a man with an eye patch who's pointing a gun at the camera, which is always promising for anime. I'm always down for an eye patched pistol wielding character.
Mm-hmm. 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 All right, bit more Dutch courage. So, among the class that was transported to another world, Nagumo Hajime is an ordinary male student who doesn't have ambition nor aspiration in life, called incompetent by his classmates. The class is summoned to become heroes and save a country from destruction. Students of the class are blessed with cheat specs and cool job classes. But that's not the case with Hajime. His job class is a synergist, and his stats are very normal, open brackets, mediocre. Synergist, suppose this is another word, is just the artisan class. Being the weakest, he then falls to the depth of the abyss when he and his classmates are exploring a dungeon. What did he find in the depth of the abyss, and can he survive? Hopefully a more original concept than that turgid piece of shit. That's a
right oh, up. Man. Wow.
So, yes. Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. We here at Warrior Desho have not really done any dives into the world of Isekai as of yet. Not in any major way. This is the point where someone points out we probably have covered one previously, and I've just forgotten about it, presumably due to the trauma it's caused me. And to remind people why, yes, I am indeed currently watching Shield Hero in preparation for doing a video essay slash, you know, self, you know, masochistic torture event. But I figured, you know what? It's about time that I suggested that we put something in there along those lines so I can inflict my suffering on my fellow colleagues.
Well,
now,
God damn now it, you bastard.
Now here's the thing, right? I'll be fair. Isekai as a concept on its own is not inherently a bad thing. On paper, the idea of going to another world where, you know, things are different, unusual, and you're the special person, that's not in itself a bad thing. That was, after all, what made The Wizard of Oz work of all things. It's basically the same idea. And that was one of the highest grossing films of all time for us up to a point, as well as an absolute classic. And I could name tons of others. I mean, hell, to just go back to actually anime rather than, you know, films from the fucking 30s, ReZero. ReZero's an isekai. It's pretty good. It's good.
I just love that we jump from The Wizard of Oz to ReZero. That's amazing.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Subaru.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And who's the other? Not Amelia and not Rim. Is it, I guess, Ram, the redheaded maid?
The
twin
one that no one talks about.
I'm melting.
Isn't that Satella?
Wizard
of
Oz.
I mean, he's the witch, after all.
Who?
You know, Satella, the witch.
I don't remember that character. It's been too long since I've seen it. It's been 3 years at this point. I've rewatched it. I liked it when it came out.
You got white-whaled, man. That's what happened. That's why you don't remember any of it. You got white-whaled. You know, we've not really covered that subject matter before, or rather that particular genre. I, of course, have spoken many times about my disdain for things like Sword Art Online. And because, you know, as has been said, that people do enjoy us talking about terrible, awful shit.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, you know what? Let's put this up here as the joke answer, so to speak. This, because the premise alone sounds like the most boring, generic, you know, it's like it was made by an algorithm, you know. Like, I feel like I could have typed out this particular plot on my phone using the predictive text function. That's how bland it is. And the problem, I fear, is it might turn out to be just that bland. I hope it's also incredibly offensive in very interesting and novel ways. But that's only if we end up watching, of course. You can decide to let us not have that horrible fate. But this is made by White Fox, who I'm sure have done better things than this in the past.
Didn't they do Steins Gate?
They did. Okay. Now that you've mentioned that, you are correct. This was apparently created originally by someone named Takeyaki. And if you have to hide behind a pseudonym, like, you know, I think that maybe just says it all, you know, maybe you're too embarrassed of your own work. two of the six characters listed on here don't actually have voice actors listed against them because they're too embarrassed to, you know, put themselves up there. Mm. But this is the third most popular anime summer 2019, according to AniList. Oh, boy.
Well, also, I'm obligated to say that The Vision of Escaflowne was a good isekai. It's an incredible isekai. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got rid of the 1-4 just because I don't want anybody to feel like these are ranked in any kind of order of preference or importance. just because, like, well, look, all options are on the table. I feel pretty equally about all of them. I mean, if you have enjoyed what we have been doing for the last, let's see, this season and the last couple, for the last, like, year, then I would say probably go with Given or Vinland Saga. If you want to see us do something slightly different, I don't know if we've ever done anything quite like Dr. Stone, because I would hesitate to, like, compare Neverland to it, just because they run in the same magazine. If you want to see us, if you want us to see us do, like, return to the halcyon days of the Darling and the Franks, that fucking turgid 6-month period of our lives, or Shadon's podcasts that he, when he picked the anime for us to cover, and we just spent like 4 hours eviscerating particular shows, then pick Ari Ferretta. And, like, fucking, if you want to roll the dice, pick Ari Ferretta, then who the fuck knows? I mean, like you said, some people really like us talking about bad things and us being upset. And if that's what you'd like to see for the next, how long is that show?
It doesn't say, which is concerning.
No.
It doesn't say.
It does not. So for however long, I would bet that is 1-4, but I could be wrong. Go with it. If you want to see us talk about things that we probably are going to like, then go with the others. It's up to you. I guess, do you want to really quickly now open the floor up to other people? We're going to give a few minutes. I know there's a delay in chat, but, like, if you have a show that you would like us to cover, if you would like us to, like, consider putting on the poll, make your case. We'll read it. We'll consider should it make the poll, because regrettably Twitter can only do 4. No, if we did a straw poll, though, if you'd want to put it on a straw poll, then we could do as many as we wanted to.
We will find out. We will see.
Raven Gale talked about.
Do you love your mom and her 2-hit multi-tag attacks?
Yeah, which we fucking talked about yesterday, because that sounded like truly special. So I will read the description now of this JC Staff show. JC Staff being.
Oh, God.
I believe the studio that is doing OPM Season 2. Again, look, they've done...
Oh, they're doing it right. They're doing it right in the backside.
They've done okay shows before, but for whatever reason...
I'm being unfair. I am being unfair again. I'm sorry.
For whatever reason, this has been a bad job. Different people are handling the schedule. Okay. Here is a description for... what is it called again?
You love your mom and her to hit multi-target attacks.
Incredible title. I'll try to read the... Here's the Japanese title. What's the 11th most popular summer anime according to Annie chart? Annie list.
Oh, God. Good luck with this title.
Here's the Japanese title. Sujo Kogeki ga Zintai Kogeki de Nikai Kogeki no Okasan wa Suki desu ka?
That was impressive.
Do you love your mom's multi-part attack? Here's the description. What would you do if you got transported into a video game with your mom?
Quit. Alt F4.
That's the dilemma facing high schooler Masato Oski, who has been unwittingly thrown into a role-playing game world with his doting mother close behind as part of a secret government scheme.
Oh, well, they've outed it now. God damn it. Thanks, WikiLeaks.
Oh, who voices Ed Snowden? That's the important thing. We need to look that up. As an avid gamer, Masato is eager to show off his skills, as gamers do. But that's hard to do when your mom is an insanely overpowered, dual-wielding, multi-target specialist. From Yen Press.
Character designed by Poochie, or Pochi, rather.
From the things from Yoshi's Woolly World, the little puppies.
Sounds about right. It begins to air on July the 13th, the unlucky number. Just one day.
Directed.
Here's the thing, right? I'll be straight with you. All right, I would like this show if it did one specific thing, which is if it never once let the kid do anything of worth, and the mom was always awesome, and he just got made look like an idiot. I would be okay with it then. I probably wouldn't love it. I may not even like it, but it would be better than the alternative, which is my mom sucks. Let me show you how it's done. Like, as in, you know, she's constantly been harassing me in the real world to clean his fucking room. And, you know, it's your sister's turn on the Xbox.
We can't do this show.
Why not?
We cannot do... It is Why disqualified.
Not? Why?
Because it...
Why?
The person directing this show...
Why?
Both storyboarded and directed... The Love Hina Christmas Special.
No, we cannot do it. No, god damn it, this person can't be in my life again.
We can't. We just can't. We can't.
Right, it's time. I can't do that.
Oh man. They also worked on Slayers. Well, fucking, there's a moral dilemma for me.
So
it does sound, yeah, the premise does actually sound fun. In some ways. But, holy shit, man.
Did it hurt you to admit that then, Doc? Did it hurt you to say?
It sounds so stupid, like, and great stupid, but like that fucking CV is poison.
Oof. All right, I'll actually talk about another one that was mentioned by Ravers Gale and Felix, which is Fire Force.
Yeah,
Enen no Shobotai, by David Production, finally released from their JoJo slavery to do something different for once. The poor bastards. Good on them, though. Here's the thing, right? I've actually watched the trailer for Fire Force. It looks phenomenal, and that's David Production's craft for you there. Recent, you know, lacking areas of JoJo's Part 5 notwithstanding. The premise sounds goofy as all fuck, though, of which I will now explain. Year 198, solar era in Tokyo. Special fire brigades are fighting against a phenomenon called spontaneous human combustion, where human beings turned into living infernos called Infernals! While the Infernals at first generation cases of spontaneous human combustion, later generations possess the ability to manipulate flames while retaining human form. Shinra Kazakabi, a youth who gained the nickname Devil's Foots for his ability to ignite his feet at will, joins the Special Fire Force Company 8, which comprises of other flames users as they work to extinguish any infernals they encounter. As a faction that is creating infernals appears, Shira begins to uncover the truth behind the mysterious fire that caused the death of his family 12 years ago. So, yeah, Like, I saw the trailer, and the fact that he was, like, you know, literally doing Ghazi's wing just, you know, mixed with the human torch was a bit... It was a lot. It was a thing. But it looks really, really well animated, I will say that.
It's got an interesting pedigree, like the director and the original concept person. Like, there's some Monogatari experience there, and the original concept is by the Soul Eater anime person, so that is why Felix is feeling the Soul Eater vibes, and I liked Soul Eater. Interesting, so this one is like a weird fact. So the head writer, Gakuto Haishima, has never done anything in anime, ever. According to my anime list and analyst, this is their first ever, like, series credit in any anime. So I don't know if they're coming from, like, a different medium, if they're an author or a TV writer or what, but it is Haishima's entry into the world of anime. So that could be a kind of an interesting fact about it. So you think it just sounds too goofy to be included in our poll, but you don't think it's, like, bad enough to take the Arifureta spot?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, it looks really good visually. But, I mean, this is literally like this sounds to be like what I would come up with if I was just a pub somewhere and someone said to me, "Bro, did you know fire with fire?" And I'm like, "What if you could? What if you could?"
That's amazing. That's kind of amazing, though.
Yeah, that is actually a grain of scientific truth to that, because, you know, sometimes you can actually use explosives to put out fires, funnily. But yeah, I thought, you know what, like, not quite in that range. Doesn't seem appealing enough on the positive side, but not cack enough on the negative side.
So you don't think we should kick Dr. Stone and put in the Fire Force?
Well, to be fair, Earth-type Pokemon do beat fire ones, so there is that. Or rock, even, I mean to say.
I could be convinced either way. There was not a lot of enthusiasm for Dr. Stone in our audience that was catching us live. What do you think we should... Well, do you guys think we should do the swap? Or what?
I think we do what you said and put it to a straw poll. Why not include them all, actually?
Okay.
Because then what we can do is we can run a second round after we've narrowed it down to, like, say, a top three.
Yeah, if there's, like, a tie. Oh, God damn it. Why did you go uppercase? All right.
And while we're here, folks, does anyone else have any suggestions as to the... Trixie just pointed this out, so I'm actually going to go and watch the PV for Arifureta right now and just see how awful this is.
A cell phone game! Look, I mean, that would not surprise me. Like, an inordinate amount of phone games receive anime adaptations, so... the source material is a light novel. Shocking! Most surprising thing I've heard all day. It's a light novel. All right, so we have five. Shadon is watching. I wish there was room on here to put up the trailer, but I don't want to. By the time I got it set up, Shadon will be finished watching it. So, give us a live commentary, please. What are you seeing?
A lot of no homo. Because it's literally all women and just one guy.
Unsurprising.
You know, that's, like, seriously. That's really about it. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I have no context for anything that's happening there. All I know is, we got girls. More do you want? We got girls.
You get thrills. To be...
Frills and spills and chills.
You get to leave your life as an otaku with no promise.
And become
no prospects.
Yep.
Be,
you get
yeah.
you get to do what you do in all isekai, which is you start as a shithead and you end as a shithead.
That's true. You definitely become awesome and a cool person who is really good and kind. That's definitely how this is going to go.
Yes, of course.
Man. Well, I don't know if any other contenders are coming to the fore here. Honestly, I mean, when I looked over the list, it looked a little, barren. Like, there is a couple sequels, like, you know, for... There's some real otaki stuff. Like, I think there's, like, a... Isn't there a fucking Magical Index spinoff? And
well, there is. There's this one here.
Fate nonsense.
Oh man, there's another one here that's also being made by Lurch. Yeah. Kanasa no Astra.
Uh huh. Yeah, I looked at that. The Lost in Space sci-fi type one. That I have no idea, no fucking idea. Like, do you want to read the description for this one?
I will, but I'll just note that the series composition, the image for the person on there is a Dilbert character.
What? Okay, I'm clicking on the link now.
I'm not kidding.
Kanata.
Norimitsu Kaiho.
I'm in characters. Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. They do that for a couple different ones, which is weird. Writer of the script for Guilty Gear Extra, the Guilty Gear novels, and the drama CDs. Boom, baby! Sold!
No. That being said, it does feature Tomoyo Kurosawa as a voice actress, and she, of course, played Foss in Land of Lustrous and Kumiko in Sound Euphonium. So that's something, I guess.
Who's Kenta Shinohara? Used to be an assistant on Gintama, original creator of Sket Dance. Not a lot else happening here, but was a concept designer for this. Where do I know the name Masao Miyando from?
I do appreciate how well the tags is 100% space.
Yeah.
I should hope so.
The director, a lot of fairy tale, a lot of Muv Love. Is there a Frank's credit? I feel like I know the name Masao Ando, like, but it's not listed here. The director of White Album 2, which is a highly regarded thing I haven't seen. Anyway, I'll let you read.
Okay, so the year is 2061. So this anime will age eventually. Didn't do the 20X.
It's going to be full of, like, you can only tweet it on this day.
Oh,
that'll
yeah.
be in a few
yeah.
years.
Yep.
When we're super
space
old.
Travel, when space travel is now possible and commercially viable. Finally SpaceX got, things going and took over the world. And the students of Caird High School embark on their planet. Oh, look at these fucking, new wave millennials getting themselves, like, a nice trip out into space. All I got to go was to fucking Alton Towers. A crappy little theme park in the middle of the English countryside.
I'm sorry, it was unfair kids, on you.
Kids don't know like how easy they've got it these days. But soon after Group B5 arrived at their planetary campsite, a mysterious and unforeseen sentient light, as opposed to the very foreseen sentient lights that just crop up out of nowhere.
The non-mysterious ones.
Yeah. The light spear warps its 9 members into outer space, stranding them exactly 5,012 light years away from their home planet. I'm going to actually Google that, because that's so specific, it makes me think it must be somewhere like that we actually already know of, like maybe Alpha Centauri or some shit. But anyway, with the discovery of an old unmanned spaceship nearby, which is bringing me immediate Rendezvous with Rama flashbacks, bit of Arthur C. Clarke there, the students must stay strong and manage their limited resources and remain united in the darkness of space, so that all of them can survive their long and likely, but not certainly, perilous trek back home aboard the Astra. So, I'm actually completely on board with this process. I'll tell you why. Because you don't seem to really get a lot of sci-fi shows in anime these days that aren't also war shows or, like, involving, like, a lot of combat. this is very much a survival horror, well, not even horror necessarily, but a survival one. That does have me intrigued. I may end up watching this one even if we don't end up picking it, just at least so I can gauge it. Yeah. Although a lot of the characters do look like they're straight out of the Macross playbook as far as design goes.
I've got the trailer up now. Like, I guess it... I would like for it to be... Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, anything can be good, so, like, I don't want to sit here and say, I hope it's, like, serious, you know, because, like, they could do a fun thing that could end up being really cool, but I don't know, I'm kind of in the mood for some serious sci-fi survival, you know, but I feel like in the year of our Lord 2019, something with this description, you know, they could definitely hype it up as, like, will they survive? And then it's just like, you know, classroom hijinks aboard the spaceship. And it's not really, there's not a lot of like high stakes situations.
The girls are in the showers and the gravity surges up out of nowhere because the power's really short.
The entire trailer. The trailer is a minute and 29 seconds long. And a full minute of it is like the camera like panning up and down this girl's body, who's floating in space.
Oh! Was it too much to ask? Was it too much? Oh, fuck. All right. We'll put that on the list, but I have a feeling that might actually have more potential as, you know, the series.
Do you
want to
put it on the list?
I think this has more potential as the, you know, one that we should hopefully take seriously, but will turn out to be crap.
Okay. Let me put it on the...
You know I'm right on that. You know that it's got a good premise, but that's the thing that they show off in the trailer.
What's it called?
Kanata no Astra. Sponsored by Vauxhall, I believe.
Okay. Well, has anyone watched?
To answer your question, Emily, you can, provided they're an otter, at least as far as Siren's Eye is concerned.
Okay. Well, Uninhabited Planet Survive. I have not seen that. That sounds really familiar, though. I don't know why I can't place it in my mind. Can we have a space pan up on a man? I know. Yes. Is this a jump? Is this in Jump?
Is it Van Halen?
I hope so.
Go ahead and jump.
Felix said the Jump space anime. Is it in manga? Oh, I mean, it is a manga. Huh. I didn't know this was published in Shonen Jump. That's interesting. I'm going to the manga. Where did you run? It is a shonen, it says. So, huh. Jump comics. Okay. Yeah, another. Do you want to put two Jump anime on the list?
Why not? They're very different in premise, if nothing else. So
that's true. I guess, like, Shonen Jump anime, there's a reason there's, like, a stereotype of it. Like, while they're not all the same, many of them tend to run along the same railroad tracks. But we'll put it on there. I don't foresee it overtaking some of the heavy hitters, but everything is in Jump now. Yeah, it's true. Okay, well, I think that we have a decent list here. We got six anime. So we'll do a straw poll, and if things tie for first place, of course we'll run a second poll and figure it out. But man, thank you, everyone,
for coming
to hang out and laugh and pontificate and share this hour with us. This was fun. I will get that poll up on Twitter soon. I actually have a thing to go to in a few minutes, so it'll be later on, maybe in like an hour or so. But I'll get the I'll get the straw poll up, and we'll get it out there. Everyone that's watching on VOD, don't worry. Like, you have or listening to podcast as well. I'll put the link to the straw poll in the video description and the podcast notes, So mm-hmm. you'll have time to go vote, because you know the finale for Sarah's and Maya is this week, but most of these anime don't start until early July.
That's right.
So we will have some time on our hands. I don't know what we're gonna do in the downtime between seasons. This has never happened before in the last couple of years. So
a lot of podcast editing and a lot of scripting.
Yeah, well, that is true. I definitely have things I could be editing. That is 100% accurate. So
I mean, I still have finished my own, you know, self-flagellation, but well, yeah. That's a story for a different time.
That's true. All right, well, Shadan, where can people get at you?
If you want to suggest other terrible things for me to watch on the side, you can hit me up at Shaden1010 on Twitter. I do still, of course, have a Curious Cat. It's looking a bit barren right now, but if you want to, you know, drop some hot fire in there, it's curiouscat.me/Shaden1010. Drop that there and let me have some hot questions.
And you can always find me on Twitter at TheSubtleDoctor. And you can reach both of us at Watery Death Show on Twitter. We've got an email if you want to ask us a question or make a comment longer than 240 characters, watereydeshow@gmail.com. And of course, if you want to really help us out, you can leave an Apple Podcast rating and review. You can share our stuff on Twitter, share it on SoundCloud, mm-hmm. leave YouTube
yes,
comments,
yes, yes,
smashing the like buttons and what have you. So lightly press the like button. No reason to smash it. Don't be violent.
Don't listen to that Philistine. Be a button masher. Hammer that shit.
Well, for Shadan, for myself, once again, thanks everyone. And we love you.
Indeed.
And as we say at the end of our shows, embrace each other, everyone, to the ends of the universe.